This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Oracle Matthew. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on 20th of this month. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election meetings at Giridih, Gandeh and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Bermo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at Deoghar, Dumka and Bokaro. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be on 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three rallies in the state today. Mr. Modi is going to address rallies in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar and Panvel today. Mr. Modi is also going to address a rally at Chhatrapati Shivaji Park in Mumbai, and it is expected that all prominent leaders of Mahayuti Alliance will be present at the rally. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will address public meetings in Dharashiv, Solapur and Sangli. On the other hand, Leader of Opposition and Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nandarbar and Nandad today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Igatpuri and Pune. The Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued guideline that all coaching institutes must disclose relevant information regarding their students and courses to prevent parents and candidates from being misled. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare issued a set of guidelines in New Delhi against the misleading advertisement used by various coaching institutes. The guidelines require coaching institutes to prominently display any disclaimer and clarification regarding its functioning, while consent is required for use of photograph and testimonial from minor candidates only after their selection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi paid tribute to the former Prime Minister. The 43rd India International Trade Fair will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will inaugurate the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat in 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. This year, 11 countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and UAE are participating in the international fair. The first 5 days of the fair till 18th November will be open for business trade. Thereafter, it will be open to the general public till the 27th of November. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category with an air quality index of 432 this morning. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2-3 days. Voting is underway in Sri Lanka to elect a new parliament. Voting, which commenced at 7 a.m., will end at 4 p.m. local time. A total of 8,800 candidates are in the fray for 225 seats. The parliamentary election has a huge bearing on the future course of the Sri Lanka's new government, as President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake aims to secure a parliamentary majority. In badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu lost to Michelle Lee of Canada 21-17, 16-21, 17-21 in the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 this morning. And that is the end of the news bulletin.